Kevin McCarthy touts Republican unity after visit with Trump in Florida. By Joshua Kaplan on January 28, 2021. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, met with President Donald Trump in South Florida Thursday, announcing that the former president has committed to helping elect Republicans to Congress in 2022. House Republicans and the Trump administration achieved historic results for all Americans, McCarthy said in a statement. We were able to do this because we listened to and understood the concerns of our fellow citizens that had long been ignored. As a result, House Republicans defied the experts and the media by expanding our growing coalition across the country. Today, President Trump committed to helping elect Republicans in the House and Senate in 2022, the California Republican added. A Republican majority will listen to our fellow Americans and solve the challenges facing our nation. Democrats, on the other hand, have only put forward an agenda that divides us, such as impeaching a president who is now a private citizen and destroying blue-collar energy jobs. For the sake of our country, the radical Democrat agenda must be stopped. A united conservative movement will strengthen the bonds of our citizens and uphold the freedoms our country was founded on, he concluded. McCarthy and Trump met in Palm Beach for the first time since the former president left office. The House Minority Leader recently garnered headlines for saying Trump bore some of the responsibility for the deadly U.S. Capitol riots in which five people died, including a Capitol Police officer. The president bears responsibility for Wednesday's attack on Congress by mob rioters. He should have immediately denounced the mob when he saw what was unfolding, McCarthy said on the House floor ahead of the lower chamber's impeachment vote. McCarthy voted against impeaching Trump over the Capitol riot and has warned a conviction in the U.S. Senate could further divide the country. 10 House Republicans voted in favor of impeaching Trump, including House Conference Chairwoman Liz Cheney, RY. The vote by Cheney has prompted high-profile House Republicans such as Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, to call on her step down from her leadership post. However, Cheney has signaled that she has no intention of leaving her role. I'm not going anywhere. This is a vote of conscience, Cheney has said. It's one where there are different views in our conference. But our nation is facing an unprecedented, since the Civil War, constitutional crisis. That's what we need to be focused on. That's where our efforts and attention need to be.